All right, it is 1 o'clock. We will call the meeting to order, please. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any deletions or additions?
I have some additions.
Okay.
Reports of committees, Community Futures, Winnipeg River, minutes of March 25th, and Two Rivers Service to Seniors, minutes of March 21st. Communication 17, East Manjeried Art Show, invitation to gala. 18, Rural Municipality of Alexander, request for resolution support regarding spring weight restrictions on designated municipal roads. Communications 19, Stephen McAlpine, re-offer to purchase municipal land, referred to in camera. Unfinished business 2, I have a fundraising update. New business 6, picnic shelter, which was brought forward from Public Works this morning. And that's what I have.
Numbers, oh, here, okay.
Number 6 was what again?
Picnic shelter. And that was provided from the Public Works meeting this morning to us to be placed on.
Okay.
All right, and we have...
I've got to add to new business, if I can.
Sure.
Okay.
Just the noise bylaw revisiting.
Thank you. Is that it? Okay.
Okay, can we have a mover for that, please? Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Has everyone read the minutes? Can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Monty.
Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
We will go payment of accounts. Can we have a mover for that, please?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Monty.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
A mover and a seconder for the two paychecks.
Yeah.
Mover is Stair, seconder is Stead. All in favor?
Aye.
Carry.
Okay, can we have a mover for that one here, please?
I'll move it.
Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Holding the door.
So we have the financial statements for both March
and April. Can we have a mover for the financial statements for March and April, please? Seconder?
Here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. We'll go to Public Works update.
That was the one from...
That's in our package?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough. Utility report again is in our package. Building inspector is in our package. Bylaw officer report is in the package. Now we'll go reports of committees. And that again is in there, all the committees. And then the verbal reports of committees. Let's start off with Councillor McDougall.
I didn't have any meetings during this period other than last night where we met at the daycare. And really nothing to report there other than things moving forward and well, I would say.
Yeah, I was there too and it's going well.
Going well, I mean it's...
There will be a different board coming, they'll have their meeting, I think, on the 30th or something.
Yeah, their AGM is on the 30th, so they're inviting anybody, community members, parents, everybody.
But it's really going in the right direction. They've got quite a few kids in there, and they're looking at, you know, obtaining more funding and opening another room if it gets to that point.
And there is some room now if people need, so good to mention.
Okay, anything else?
That was all.
And Glenn?
I have nothing this week.
Okay. Councilor Starr?
Nothing this week.
Deputy Vivanki?
Well, we had rural forum yesterday, but I did have the emergency Two Rivers meeting that happened, and the reasoning behind the emergency meeting is we had a break-in at our Pinawa office, and there was money stolen or missing. There's money missing, I should say, and it is a report has been made with the RCMP, and they are investigating with it right now. So,
where's the Pinawa office?
It's right by Access Credit Union
in the mall.
In the mall there, okay. Right there.
That's where it is.
It's actually Access owns that thing. We rented from them, okay, a room from them and that. So there's, you know, there's no footage from the camera because the cameras all face different.
Yeah.
But the RCMP are involved and they are investigating and pursuing it. That's what we had the meeting, if we wanted to pursue it or anything like that. So
yeah.
Well, there's people are being investigated.
Oh, that's kind of
okay.
That's okay. All that's it.
But it's a public and everything like that. Notice that. That's all I'll say.
I had a work meeting, of course, and that was more to review the mock training that we had there 2 weeks ago. And also, there's a few things on here on that. That's the emergency management organization approval. That's emergency plan. What else did I have? I also attended a public speaking course in West St. Paul, along with Councilors Sterk and Stead. And the museum, of course, is full out. I've attended their meeting, and they're just getting ready for all their functions that they're having over the summer and getting people employed. I attended a meeting, and I didn't have all this print. I'm looking for it here, and I can't find it right. But anyway, it was a meeting on hiring and training of nurses and nurses' aides and LPNs and everything in the region. And there is an open house kind of tonight that will give you some information, or you can register. And that's going to be done in the Sungrove Center in Bossier. The LPN course is almost filled up, and there will be two in a row. And I think they start in January, the first one, and nurses' aid starts in September. And that's for the eastern region, for this whole region. And they were going to do that in the Bossier Fire Hall, but they were looking for some funds, and then there's some, you know, fire restrictions and things like that. Anyway, they didn't get that. And so they moved it into the Sungrove Center, and the Bossier RM is actually going to pick up these costs to start with. So that's all some good training there. I attended on Saturday at Seven Sisters Fire Shoot, you know, their shooting range. A really nice day to start with. And I think it's always a fairly good turnout. I'm not sure if the turnouts are the same or not. I don't know that, but it's always interesting, I guess, to see these people and great hot dogs too. So that was good, and I think that's about it.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad they had a good turnout.
And then we're going to go to communications. Well, here we go. Emergency Management Organization approval of the 2024 emergency plan. Well, that's been approved by the government. They're just telling us, I think, right?
Yes, that's the one that council had already approved.
And then we have Sergeant Myers' quarterly RCM report, and that's offered to, you know, you have that in your package, and they're also offering to attend a council meeting if we want for them to come and give us a little spiel.
Okay.
Is there any, would council like the staff sergeant to attend? Is there anything you require or would like?
Well, I always think it's good if they're driving through, they've got 15 minutes and they want to tell us something.
So we'll probably set it up for the next meeting or the meeting thereafter.
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good.
White Mouth Emergency Response Team Conference and new member. Okay, so that's the June 18th conference, is that correct?
Yes, and I have a resolution. They've asked to take four members.
Yes. Okay. And that's in their budget. That's
all. It is correct.
That's all budget.
I'll move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
And then?
And there's a new member. I don't have the new member in front of me, but...
This is her name here, whereas the White Mouth Emergency Response Team requires a member, now therefore be it resolved that Kate Reed Thorpe be hereby appointed to the White Mouth Emergency Response Team.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, second here for that? All in favor?
Aye.
Number four, Murray Barkman, request to hook onto municipal water and sewer for rule number 86790.
I'll move that.
Seconder?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Manitoba Infrastructure and Transportation Housekeeping to finalize their 1964 agreement. Wow. You can tell us about that.
We received a request from the real estate branch, the land acquisitions, and it is in regards to an agreement that was definitely done. I've attached the minutes of where it was all approved to show that in 1964 it was done. The government just didn't finalize the actual execution of it, so they're now asking that it be signed and that so that they can register it. But all the works were done on bylaw 12 of 1964. So if it's okay for us to give them that resolution, I would need a mover and a seconder.
You have a mover for that?
Yeah. Honky.
Seconder?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next one. Darren Klein offered to purchase municipal land referred to in camera. Okay, we'll have a session in camera on purchasing of land. Association of Manitoba Municipalities District Resolution Protocol. That's information for you guys. Number eight, Rural Municipality of West Interlake, request for a resolution support regarding snow removal by Manitoba Infrastructure and Transportation.
I do have the resolution prepared should council see fit in case. That's mine.
I thought it was a good one. We have a main street that falls into this.
We do. Every one of our communities.
Every one of our communities, eh?
Correct, yeah.
So we can support that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll make the motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number nine, Lieutenant Governor, public speaking series at the Government House. It's information if anybody wants to attend. Number 10, Education and Early Childhood Learning, Child Care Initiative, won Project of the Year. Hey, way to go. And what does that completely mean, Colleen?
The initiative that you have your child care here, we were pilot project 1A, and that now has been chosen as the Project of the Year.
Good. Number 11. Rural Municipality of Lactobani, request for resolution support regarding Manitoba liquor and license vendor. Well, this one here, definitely I'm in favor of, but this one here is, we should make sure that the minister's aware of this, but we've been trying to do this for 3 years, 2 years.
It's under unfinished business, you're right, number six, we've been carrying it forward.
Okay,
would
so
you
we
like
have a
mover?
Support this, mover?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Stay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 12, Manitoba Good Roads nomination forms. Okay. 13, Rural Municipality St. Anne, request for support for resolutions regarding municipal bylaw enforcement regulations. Number 2, municipal to provincial drainage systems. And 3, improve uncontrolled use of Crown lands.
So if I could just do the first one, if council would like to support their initiative number 1, municipal bylaw enforcement regulations.
We have a mover for that.
Can you hold on, sir? Just
yep.
Actually wanted to go back and revisit 13 when we're done this, if we can.
This is 13.
This is 13.
Sorry, then 12.
Okay.
The good roads?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I was, in my review of this, I was in favor of number 1 here.
Yeah.
I didn't know if number 2 was overly applicable to us. maybe Kim more from a public works position.
So number one, the first one, do we have the consensus? Did you guys, would you like to move that one?
Do we have a mover for number one?
I wouldn't, just to explain it, I think the maximum fines is $1,000. So we've talked in various meetings where 1,000 is nothing.
Yeah.
Somebody might just say it's worth paying the fine.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's a good reason there, place where it would be applicable.
Yeah.
So I'm in favor of that.
Good. You moving it?
I'll move it.
Seconder?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Then we go to number two, municipal to provincial drainage systems.
I read this, but I just wonder.
Just trying to think where we're having issues in our municipality, where the RM drainage has been causing us grief, and I can't think of many or any.
Well, not where it's going into.
Pardon me?
No, I was just thinking out loud.
Whereas the province of Manitoba owns drainage infrastructure in numerous locations throughout the province of Manitoba, and whereas the province of Manitoba is responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of the drainage infrastructures, and whereas the lack of continuous maintenance on these drainage systems leads to backup or bottleneck of flowing waters, and whereas each municipality where provincial drainage infrastructure is located is dependent on the drainage infrastructure systems for the efficient and continuous operation of the municipal drainage systems that flow into the provincial drainage infrastructures, be it resolved that the Association of Manitoba Municipalities be requested to lobby the Government of Manitoba to ensure that the provincially owned drainage infrastructure systems be continuously maintained and updated in a manner that allows the continuous and efficient flow of spring runoff and rain waters to flow from municipal drainage systems into and through the provincial drainage systems.
Yeah, okay.
I guess we don't, you know, I don't think we have problems, but if they want our support.
Well, we don't have problems, but we could.
We could.
We could have problems. So do we have a mover for that?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
We'll go to number three, is improper uncontrolled use of Crown lands.
Whereas the arm of Whitemill has been impacted by ongoing improper use of Crown lands at various locations, and I have only put in our name because this is coming from St. Anne's.
Okay.
They're curious and they're working on the ponds. So whereas the arm of St. Anne has been impacted by ongoing improper use of Crown lands at various locations, including those known as Rental Ponds, Fire Guard 13 and 13A, and the gravel pits on PR 302, among others. Whereas, in municipalities across Manitoba, various concerns are being raised regarding the uncontrolled use of Crown lands. And whereas the nature of the concerns include examples such as dangerous ATV use, camping, fires, littering, discharge of firearms, among others such public use of intoxicating substances, and brawling, requiring the need for RCMP involvement and leading to known deaths. And whereas Crown lands are ultra vires of municipalities, and whereas the offenders are often from larger urban centers looking for secluded and unmonitored places to behave in a manner contrary to what is socially acceptable, and whereas provincial authorities are seemingly refusing to act on the above concerns despite many requests to the provincial authorities to enforce these behaviors under provincial legislation, including litter regulation under the Environmental Act, among others. And whereas, when faced with these situations on Crown lands, municipalities reach out to the Department of Environment, Culture, and Parks for assistance from the authority having jurisdiction, and municipalities are in turn being asked to enforce the matter under their own littering bylaws, despite Crown lands being ultra vires. Therefore, be it resolved that the AMM be requested to lobby the Province of Manitoba in coordination with the Association of Manitoba Watershed Districts to address the ongoing controlled improper use of Crown land, including the removal and enforcement of litter under the provincial legislation at the expense of the Province of Manitoba, rather than our municipal taxpayers. So that is what the RM of St. Anne is asking you to support.
Yeah, Reynolds Pond.
That's it, yeah.
That's, hey, they had an issue there where they had all that SUVs, or whatever you call them.
On the weekends, it turns into a party zone in there. Like, it's crazy.
So they're just looking for support.
Is that something council would like to support?
Sure. Yeah, I've got to get a mover. A mover for that?
I'll move it, Lonkey.
Seconder?
It's Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 14, Northeastern Municipal Forum, various reports from Monday's meeting. Okay, that was a meeting yesterday, you got the report. 15, Municipal and Northern Relations, Manitoba School Tax Rebate. And that is where you're not going to get a check back anymore from the school, is that correct?
Yes.
It'll be just right onto the...
Your invoice.
Your invoice. White Mull Child Care Center, children, thank you to council. Okay, that's for the all the little goodies or whatever there was there.
Equipment.
17, Eastman Jurid Art Show, invitation for gala.
So what that is that was one of the late items that I just put on, and it's inviting everybody to their juried show. So if council's available, is anybody interested on May 31st from 7 to 9 in Great Falls, Manitoba?
This is the one where they had asked us for money, and we had decided not to because they had promoted everything north of the 317 as being their jurisdiction.
Yes.
And we already support the Boreal Shores art tour. Right in their letter here, it says, in the past, Whitemouth has not provided a per capita grant to the Winnipeg River Arts Council, as you have felt your community was outside our catchment area, but that is not the case, and we'd love to show you the types of things we're doing to bring art in and all forms to the communities we serve. I haven't seen anything contrary to show us it is the case, other than an invitation to a dinner, but I'm not going to attend.
I'm not attending.
Me neither.
Accepted as information, noted.
Yeah, great. Rural Municipality of Alexandria, request for resolution support regarding spring weight restrictions on designated municipal roads.
So this one here is... from Alexander, and what it is whereas the Rural Municipality of Alexander has enacted a bylaw to regulate traffic and use of streets and roads during spring weight restrictions, and whereas it is cost prohibited to provide staffing to monitor and enforce restricted municipal roads under the bylaw, and whereas it is cost prohibited to purchase and maintain the equipment scale required to verify the weight of vehicles traveling on weight-restricted municipal roads, and whereas the municipality does not have the ability to issue fines based on weight without a calibrated scale, and whereas the province of Manitoba has already established the Manitoba Motor Carrier Enforcement Officers to enforce the provincial spring weight restrictions on provincial highways, and whereas the MCEOs will not currently assist municipalities with spring restrictions enforcement on designated municipal roads when assistance is requested, and whereas the province of Manitoba has restricted more provincial highways, causing more traffic to be diverted to municipal roads, destroying them at a cost to the municipality, therefore be it resolved that AMM lobby the Manitoba government to assist municipalities by enabling MCEOs to aid in enforcing spring weight restrictions on designated municipal roads, and be it further resolved that a review of the provincial regulation be performed to provide a standardized set of rules and regulations for restricted roads for municipalities to follow.
Okay, can we have a mover?
Yes.
Pardon?
Okay, good, thank you, sir.
Seconder?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Great idea.
Me too. Number 19, Stephen McAlpine, offer to purchase municipal land, so it's personal, we'll go into camera for that. Unfinished business, lagoon, it's ongoing, still working on it. You caught up?
Yep.
Number two, waterline south of Elma, that's ongoing, but you have fundraising update on it. You want to update us on whatever that is?
We have now received confirmation that should they wish to start any type of fundraising initiative, like the bridge situation that happened years ago, it is totally legal. So I will share that information with them, just to make sure they're aware.
But we're still working on
getting... Oh, we're still working all the time on getting the funding.
Federal and provincial money.
But they've been firm that that's a long ways off, so we're just looking at alternatives to assist in the meantime.
Okay, MLA Owasco, childcare funding meeting. Okay, that was held last night, and that was all good. Annexation ongoing, that's still ongoing. That's with the Hydro Project and Seven Sisters, if anybody's... Number five, animal bylaw, read number of dogs, bylaw officer input requested. Anybody got anything on that, or we want to carry that through?
I have just that he had looked at it. I don't have a report. What I had was he looked at it. He said it may be something to be considered, but at first he didn't even feel that he truly felt that he said
can we,
it may help.
Get a proper report then from him? Like
More diligent?
Because
this is saying it might assist in matters.
Because,
however, maybe a comment wasn't required. So that's
no,
up to council.
We want a report back.
I think if we also could compare our bylaw to other municipalities, I've read about three others and they differ from ours. I think it would be a good something to compare.
Mm-hmm.
We're tabling it for more information.
And we need that information in front of us, Colleen.
Okay.
Okay?
Will do.
All right. Thank you. Number six, White Mouth Grocery request for a liquor sales update. Well, Minister Samard called April 5th. Well, that's old, but I mean, that's kind of in the motion that we just passed. But we need to get a hold of these guys because they're leaving, you know, we don't have anything.
It's fair to ask back for us to call back from the day that Deputy Reeve Honke was on the line with Minister Samard. That's been a long time, so could I revisit that just to see?
Yeah, revisit it. Tell them we're getting really thirsty here. Number seven, Seven Sister Falls Community Center, tax exemption bylaw, legal opinion received. Well, we got a legal opinion on that. There's no problem, is that correct?
I just want to get out that one. I've got so much on the liquor.
You read what he said.
So your legal opinion came in? On reviewing this matter further, because we asked them to review because we had a question about the selling of liquor at the Seven Sisters Community Center. Response came back, it's in your packages.
Mm-hmm.
On reviewing this matter further, I believe that the community center is misunderstanding the effect of this bylaw. Under bylaw 694/19, council has not placed any limitations on serving liquor. The only effect of the bylaw is to exempt the properties owned by the community center from taxation for municipal purposes. The portion that the community center references in their letter is just the preamble of the bylaw quoting sections 22 and 23 of the Municipal Assessment Act, which is where the restriction on serving liquor comes from. The restriction on serving liquor is found in the Municipal Assessment Act and isn't something that is imposed or can be waived by council. There is nothing in the bylaw that can or needs to be amended to allow them to serve liquor. In our view, Section 23(1)(i) of the Municipal Assessment Act does not prohibit them from becoming a licensed premises, but they will not be able to claim an exemption from school taxes on the portion of their property which is licensed. They will still be able to claim the exemption for the rest of their property. Please let me know if you have any other concerns on this file.
So nothing changes, it's all good to go.
That's my understanding. That was in your package. Does anybody have any more questions or require any more clarity on that?
So you will then let them know?
I have it now. You've got it in your packages. I'll refer that back to the inquiry.
Okay. Number eight, bylaw, utility rates awaiting public utility board's response. So that's tabled. Number nine, White Mouth Child Care Center on-site meeting and update. Duncan, you want to give a little
just an update to us towards some of the deficiencies that we are detecting before the warranty period. So Colin and I had an on-site meeting and just identified a few things and they explained what they're going to do to fix it. Everything's good. So, sorry. Had to brief.
Yeah, but we'll keep
on. I do have a report in there.
Thank you for the report, and we'll just make sure we continue keeping on.
Yeah, there's been some flooring issues. It's to do with the build. So if you hear any rumors that the building is shifting dramatically, it's not. It's just the way that these buildings were attached. So they showed us what the solution is going to be, how they changed it for the second phase of these builds, and they're very confident it'll be fine. But there's no shifting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we have 1:30, sir.
Oh, it's 1:30?
Oh.
Sorry. Well, we have somebody here. 1:30, we have a delegation. It's Constable Taylor for our presentation.
She's not here, but there we go. That was her time right now. And it was confirmed in your package that she would be here. So.
Yeah.
We'll just continue on. Number 10, Minister of Municipal and Northern Relations. Request for participation in dependent study of inclusion.
So if you have anything that you want us to be doing or you'd like us to assist with, please let us know.
If I read that right, are they just going to reach out to all of us and ask us questions?
That's what I read.
That's what I thought. I like what they're doing.
It's good to hear other people's thoughts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all fine. Number 11, commercial lots in Seven Sisters Falls. Square footage comparisons to Whitemouth Industrial Park. We'll just take that in camera along with the other stuff that we've got going on with development. New business, Councillor McDougall, re-personnel referred to in camera. Is that good?
Yes, please.
Okay. Number 2, building permit time frame. What is that about?
Building permit time frame was on, we just haven't, I'm sorry, I had that to do, and your new business too, actually, in your package is another offer to purchase. So that was me mixing it up. So your new business permit thing, that's for the next meeting that we're working on to give you some ideas of what's happening in other jurisdictions.
Okay, and that was changed to a different number too?
This is the one that was in your package. I should have put on another offer to purchase. That's why we're taking them in camera because it got
camera.
So busy.
Okay. There's a few of
and
them.
The name is Darren, D-A-R-R-I-N, Clan, C-L-A-N-N, that has asked, so that will go.
Number 3, Deputy Reed Honkey, lights for firefighters.
Okay, yeah, so that was the letter that we got from the concerned citizen about he had seen when there was a fire guys coming that they had no emergency lights on their vehicles and all that. And he was concerned about this, that should we as a municipality maybe look at purchasing emergency lights for our volunteer firefighters and that. So I took it a little bit farther and I went, searched out what the pricing was, and I gave you all a copy. There's 2 copies of pricing differences for these emergency lights of the cost and that. If we were interested in purchasing this for our volunteers.
Well,
so
it's not just a fact of purchasing. It becomes a safety item if they're heading out to a fire and they need to get there.
Well, and then if they, I'm just thinking, okay, what if they're going and it's just their 4-ways on and they get in an accident or something like that? Are we liable or? Somebody liability wise or
which
like
one
that? It may not be liable, but it's still something for a minimal cost that we can do to make it safer.
Yeah,
I think
it's
a safety.
It's
the
a
safety
way
I understand it, it takes them into a different level. I think if they have these lights on their vehicle, they're exempted. Blaine, you could maybe explain this more.
If you get a call and you leave from home, if you don't have lights in your vehicle, you're responding in a personal vehicle, so the liability is different than if I put my lights on in my car, I automatically become an emergency vehicle, and it's the other drivers on the road that have to adhere to me. If I come flying through and I have no lights on, I'm just a regular Joe. So they're not moving their, which...
What do you mean by lights? Sorry, like just four-way flashers? Is that sufficient?
Dashers, if you have your hazards on, you're not covered under anything, because hazards are a slow-moving vehicle, not a faster-moving vehicle. So if somebody's coming up and you have your four-ways on, they expect you to be moving slow. That's what the regulations are. If you have your emergency dash lights on or your other lights on, you're an emergency vehicle, they have to follow all the rules of the road. Get out of your way. You know, there are certain things you can and can't do. You still have to be safe all the time, but it is an alert to people that you are coming through in an emergency situation. And, you know, when you get summertime and that, when people come from the city, they don't realize we have a different emergency system out here than they do in the city. They're used to the trucks responding from the hall, or we're coming from home to the hall and then out to the scene.
So if you have that light on, does it give you the right to speed?
You can go over the speed limit, but you have to be safe. It's within reason. Like, you're not allowed to do 200 kilometers an hour, and you know,
because we're giving them a light doesn't mean they can.
No. And again, it's not. You have to be safe all the time. You have to be aware.
Yeah.
I mean, when we get a call from home, we know we're going to be going faster. We're more attention to the road. It's not like we're just speeding. We have a destination to get to in a quicker time, and you know,
and it's not a big factor, and it's a safety item. It's not much money.
Yeah.
And it is noticed by the public, because it did come from a concern, from a citizen. So
I'll make a motion that we purchase these.
Okay.
Not sure which. Maybe you at the fire committee would like to investigate more.
Well, that's what I'd like to do, is take it back to the fire committee now and say, okay, let's look at these ones and see which ones, let's keep it reasonable. I don't think they need $200 ones, whereas the $70 ones are doing the same thing.
So can you table it then? So you'll tell us which ones you want. Well, we can do a resolution once.
Table it and let the fire department tell us what they want, and then we take it from there. They're the ones that need it. Let them tell us
what we need.
And then offer the RM some protection. I mean, if you got guys coming in for an emergency and we don't supply them with the right equipment, that falls on us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we don't need to. Number four, bylaw, REIA short-term rental.
So that now, I've gone, if everything that you've spoke to and shared, now I think we can sit down, and I'm happy to go through the final little bits now. Your lawyer has implemented where you have said that we are only having the one term, so I've got that in here. I just thought before we give first reading to anything, maybe council would like to go through it one more time before administration sets it up for first reading, but I was just double checking that it's exactly the way council is pleased with it.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in there to read.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot
of
stuff.
It's a big bylaw.
There's a lot of stuff in there to read, and there's a lot of stuff to make sure we're doing right. So
absolutely.
I'd like to table it for next meeting, make sure everybody has the opportunity to go through it and get it right.
Good.
Okay. Number five, driving tour check.
I just wanted council to be aware that this year is, because we did not have the rep. Now, what I did was I just asked if one of the ladies that had done it before could just do a check, because I wanted to make sure we weren't sending people out. And so she gave me a quote to complete the task to go to each place. So I put it in your package there, and I approved that. So I'll have that, when we get that report's reviewed, then I'll make sure Public Works, if there's anything that has to be tweaked, that we don't want somebody going out to look at our driving tour that's not working.
Quite a few people do that,
I think, maybe. Oh,
somebody sent me a seat.
Yep, just one.
If that's okay.
Number six. Picnic shelter.
At the Public Works Committee meeting this morning, it was brought forward from your last council meeting that had gone to Public Works regarding your co-op walkway at the Whitemouth Recreation Center. Public Works has gone and met. They know what they're doing with the light standards, everything as per council's direction, in conjunction with the WRC's board what they want. In addition, the picnic shelters was looking unsafe and he was asking that to be moved. David said it's probably not good for what it was there because it was creating a little bit of a problem over there. But at Public Works, it doesn't seem like it's a shelter that should be scrapped. So Public Works is asking if there's another location possibly that he could move it to and just fix it up a bit.
I was thinking like we got it to picnic areas like River Hills or Alma Wayside there. Yeah, so in case of, it would have a roof on whatever, so if it's raining, people could be under there with a picnic table or...
My suggestion, if I may, would be to put it in River Hills, and based on Elma's by far the busiest, but it's through traffic stopping, and because it's so busy there, it could be getting destroyed, kind of a city folk, nothing against them, but it'll be heavy wear and tear there in Elma, whereas River Hills, a lot of local people go there swimming, it's used a lot. And it might be a good place.
Yeah.
That's my thought, based on how much River Hills Beach gets used by the locals.
Right.
That's fine. Well, whatever. But you're going to bring it here first, right?
Yeah. And we're going to fix it up first.
Fix it up here.
But I just wanted to know where you want it, where its new home will be, if you'd like.
See,
I'd want
like
to get
White House because I live here, but my practical reason is to take it to River Hills.
There's more people. You can swim there, too.
Here you can't.
And why I have to know is because I have to get a removal permit to take it from there and put it to somewhere else. We don't ask our ratepayers to do stuff we don't do ourselves.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
At the consensus of council is that it will go to River Hills Beach area once it has been rejuvenated.
Okay. Number 7, noise bylaw. I think that one there, Colleen, if we're going to review the noise bylaw, we should get input from Orville. Can you check into that?
Absolutely.
And then bring it back to us.
Perfect.
Okay?
Perfect.
We'll do.
And then see where we go from there.
That is all that I had, and you have a 1:45 delegation in just a couple of minutes.
We have to move on to this. My next question is, do we have to wait till 1:45?
We do now.
Yep, we're lucky.
Oh, good. Did you get anything else?
No, I'm fine. I don't need anything. I'm just